The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 29. Chase couldn't sleep well at all. The realization that Shonda had manipulated her way into having a face-to-face conversation with his wife frightened him. Shonda must have wanted him to understand how easily she could destroy him. He imagined what could have happened had she told Marianne exactly how she knew him. He wondered if Marianne suspected anything. She didn't seem to. But the possibility that Shonda could develop a friendship with Marianne was too much. He agreed to financially support Shonda in exchange for keeping their past relationship a secret, and he really wanted to believe that she wouldn't jeopardize their deal. But his former mistress was far from predictable with her behavior of late, as evidenced by her recent temper tantrums and threatening phone calls. Hell, she even used his daughter and Marianne's old college friend to get to him. All of it pointed to a woman who was becoming more unstable by the day. By morning, Chase resolved he would have to keep Shonda away from Marianne for good. There was only one way to do that. Chase got dressed for work and ate the breakfast Marianne had prepared for him, doing his best to feign the start of another day at the office. But he had other plans in store after kissing his wife and kids goodbye and getting into his BMW. He drove right past Howard and Associates, following Florin Road until it reached a seedy section of Oak Park. This part of town was home to several used car lots, check-in-to-cash outlets, thrift shops, topless bars, and a row of motels that rented out rooms by the hour. He pulled into the parking lot of a Taco Bell and waited. Before too long, a fellow with a red bandana tied around his forehead pulled up beside Chase's BMW in an old Lincoln Continental that had been lowered so the chassis nearly scraped the road. Chase rolled down his window.
"Are you Rico?"
"Who's asking?" Bandana guy grinned. Chase noticed the assault rifle on the passenger seat.
"I'm a friend of Chris Saldana. He said you could help me out."
The fellow gave him a wide smile, exposing a gold grill covering his teeth.
"You Chris's boss, right? What you need, bro? Some weed? Some molly, maybe? I can hook you up." "I need you to put a hit on someone."
"Shit! You need me to take somebody out?"
He laughed.
"That's going to cost you, man."
He eyed Chase carefully.
"It's a woman," Chase answered, immediately regretting this conversation.
"Oh, jealous wife, eh?"
"Crazy ex-girlfriend."
"Shit!" he exclaimed with admiration. "You're a player! Who's this bitch?"
Chase swallowed.
"Her name is Shonda. She owns the Shangri-La Cafe in Greenhaven. I was hoping you could make it look like a robbery gone wrong or something like that."
"A robbery gone wrong," he mused.
"I can do that." What's the fee for that?"
Rico cast his hooded eyes over Chase's expensive suit and luxury car.
"For you? A friend of Chris? Maybe $4,000.
$4,000?
Chase swallowed hard.
You'll make sure she's dead, right?"
The fellow laughed.
"You want a hit. You want her dead. $4,000 is a bargain, man. That's my family discount."
"Okay." Chase reached into his briefcase to pull out his checkbook.
Hey, cash only, man. I don't want no paper trail.
Chase blushed.
Of course, I understand.
There's an ATM down the street at Chase. I'll wait. Chase blushed again.
Okay, sure. I'll be right back.
He drove down Florin Road to the Chase Bank across from the Social Security office. He walked up to the ATM, then paused anxiously while he typed in the numbers on the keyboard. The screen displayed a message that his withdrawal request was over the limit for an ATM and canceled the transaction, directing him to enter the bank to see a teller. He walked into the bank and straight to the loan teller.
I'll need to make a cash withdrawal.
He pulled out his debit card and signed the withdrawal slip. The teller asked if he wanted certain denominations, and he shrugged.
Whatever, anything's fine.
The teller counted out 40 $100 bills and pushed them through the narrow opening in her plate-glass shield. Will that be all, sir?
That's all, thanks.
Chase felt very vulnerable shoving the big wad of bills into his pocket while the other customers looked on. He didn't waste any time getting into his car, locking the doors, and driving back to the Taco Bell parking lot, where Bandana Guy was waiting, comfortably nestled in the deep cushioned leather seat of the Lincoln. Looking around to make sure no one was watching, Chase pulled the roll of bills out of his pocket and held it out to Rico, who took it out of his trembling hand without bothering to get out of his car.
You got a picture? A picture? Shonda, sure.
He pulled out his cell phone and leafed through photos until he found a good headshot. He held it up.
How's this?
Qué bonita, Rico exclaimed. I may have to have a little fun with her before, eh?
Chase panicked. No, please, just make sure she's dead, okay?
Rico laughed, his gold grill sparkling in the sunlight.
Just messing with you, bro.
You got a timeline?
As soon as possible.
Today, even.
He shook his head.
Nah, I got things to do today. Tomorrow, first thing. Her place opens at 11 a.m. Can you do it then?
Rico nodded and put his thumb up.
This bitch won't be bothering you anymore, hombre.